Jeffrey Young is a former journalist with CKUW who happens to be in Nicaragua at the time of the earthquakes which ravaged the area in the vicinity of capital Managua starting Thursday, April 10th. I interviewed him by phone on Tuesday, April 15th, 5 days after the initial quakes, to get his on-the-ground perspective of the quakes and the way authorities and the general public were responding to it.
Last Thursday, there were earthquakes on the Pacific, up along the Pacific fault line, which is the one that the San Francisco and Chile and whatnot. That was like a tectonic plate-related earthquake. It was very strong. It had us all running out of our rooms in our underwear and getting outside the house and not being under roofs and stuff like that. That passed without much incident. It was just a good scare. But it seems that activated a volcanic fault line that is in Lake Managua. Managua is about 90 kilometers to the southeast of us. Managua sits there right on Lake Managua. That fault line being volcanic is also the fault line that destroyed the city in 1972. On the north side of Lake Managua sits the Apoyeque volcano. And Thursday's events, what it did is it basically it lit up the Lake Managua fault line and caused up to 300 earthquakes and aftershocks in the immediate vicinity of the Apoyeque and Momotombo volcanoes. The Apoyeque volcano is literally about 8 kilometers outside of Managua. So we've spent the last 3 days in a national state of red alert, which has included, they've been setting up field hospitals all over Managua and stuff like that, and has included a lot of really surreal, just bizarre ass public media behavior coming from the First Families and national authorities and stuff like that. Up until last night, they were saying that there was an increasing probability of a major event. And last night's temblores, last night's shaking, started to become accompanied by a low rumbling coming from the ground in the direction of the volcano. I don't really know how to put this nicely, but the kind of the national population, a large segment of the population is kind of prone to hysterics. They don't respond well to stress events, to say the least. And so, all the bizarre behavior and stuff that go along with that, to the point that 2 nights ago, we're sitting and listening to the national radio, and people are calling in catastrophic disasters in places they simply are not happening. For example, the radio's official correspondent is calling in that Leon has been shaking. Meanwhile, we have been sitting there all night and haven't felt a damn thing. So there's been a lot of very surreal reports and call-ins, especially on the national radio, where they don't screen calls and they don't cut off people when they clearly should because the people are completely nuts. No, I'm not saying that all Nicaraguans are nuts, but certainly the ones calling in catastrophes in my city, while I'm sitting here in the same city, those ones probably are nuts indeed.
So is this some sort of like a mass psychosis or what?
I'm not a doctor, man. That's a very good question. I guess I kind of struggle with the terminology. How about a high level of mass paranoia, which is very understandable, mixed with this kind of catastrophism?
Well, are we seeing things like people rushing into food, grocery stores or markets and just picking up as much as they can, that kind of thing?
On Thursday, after the big one, there was a lot. The grocery store became very full. The problem is we are in Semana Santa, which is a week-long Easter celebration kind of thing that people do.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's hard to tell, given the increase in movement of people out of Managua, it's hard to tell who left because of the shaking, who was on their way to the beach for Semana Santa anyways, and there's a lot of big processions here in town, so the city has been overpopulated the last few days anyways. good because at least they're not in Managua. There has been a lot of, I have been having a lot of personal problems getting people to leave Managua. Mm-hmm. And convincing them that it's best that either, you know, they come here and hole up with me, or I can find you a house over the other side of Masaya. And these suggestions just being received with outright rejection. Well, I have to be here with my family. Well, your whole family can come. Well, we're just going to stay here in Managua. You know what I mean? And it's this kind of like kind of fear-driven, fear of occurrence, fear of event. Whereas the ground is shaking there, and while it's not bringing buildings down all over our heads, so we're just going to sit here and stick it out and hope for the best. And there's a lot of religious undertone to the whole thing. It's like, oh, we survived that, thanks to God. Well, no, it wasn't thanks to God. It was thanks to rebar and engineering and solid-built housing. In a lot of cases, faith seems to be surpassing common sense. Which pisses your correspondent off.
In terms of prevention and recovery, because there have been some buildings damaged by the earthquakes, are you seeing any evidence of sort of? No. Sorry.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I understand it's up to 2,000 or 3,000 buildings were damaged. There has been 2 deaths, one of a heart attack, 43 injuries. So. In terms of like human losses, it's been negligible. There is about, I guess, 4,000 buildings altogether that are needing to be either fixed or rebuilt, and the government has started to apply funding to that. They've come up with a figure of like $8 to $10 million to do so. And so, in some of the places, Nagarote, which is a small town on the mainland, I understand that some of the older, more poorly built buildings in the downtown have collapsed completely, and they are being rebuilt in a centralized government-supported kind of way. Keep that, New Orleans.
Yeah, talking about New Orleans, are you seeing any indications of preferential treatment, like, you know, providing aid, evacuation assistance or whatever to the more... No?
No, absolutely not. But to draw a very direct parallel, the people that could leave easily have left because they're going out to the beaches and stuff for Semana Santa. So I hear that Managua is pretty much abandoned anyways. I have a good friend that was in yesterday, 7 a.m. rush hour, and she said that she managed to get in all the way in to the center of the town without seeing more than 20 cars. So it seems that everybody with ability to get out has basically availed themselves, which has left the kind of the more immobile population there, the people without the resources to go anywhere or do anything, because there haven't been large-scale shelters set up, or like there's nowhere for them to go, basically.
What are you hearing from...
But at the same time, they also tend to live in a lot smaller houses with a lot less danger overhead.
What are you hearing through the Nicaraguan, the local media? It must be wall-to-wall, you know, earthquake alerts.
It was pretty hysterical. It seems that at the national radio, for example, they like to keep all of the phones in the on-air studio, and that way you can hear phones ringing constantly. Just kind of it ups the drama. Do you know what I mean? The best report, because I'm disappointed that it's taking you so long to ask about it, was that today the National State Radio reported that an image of an angel has appeared in the clouds in the sky over the Lake Managua, the Lake Managua fault line, and they actually had pictures of it there. So yeah, it looks like we might be good because help has arrived.
Yeah, it's that's actually there's on the website. There's a picture of it.
It's also kind of like it seems to be a mix of stirring the pot and trust us.
Kind of
an equal parts, like stirring the pot and then, but don't worry, we're on top of it. Situation is under control.
Yeah,
But at the same time, there have been real preparations going on in the setting up field hospitals. Chinandega, which is actually 30 kilometers further from Managua, their hospital is a 150-year-old building, so they have evacuated it and moved other people to a safe place. And they've done so with a number of other buildings as well. So there is, to some extent, effective state response.
Okay. And but any appeals for international assistance, or are they?
No, because the assistance from the Chavista bloc is kind of automatic when something happens. Like, those countries do look after themselves. So Venezuela and Cuba had presence right away.
They're already
nothing,
there.
It's really, at this point, it's really nothing of a scale that requires international response. It's preparation for the possibility that something of that scale might occur, given that the bulk of these earthquakes have been in and around these two volcanoes.
Okay. And,
just to be clear, it's basically that for the last kind of 48 hours up until a few hours ago, basically Managua has been shaking every 15 minutes. For days on end. So it is definitely a stressful situation. It definitely suggests that something could happen.
Yeah. Well, to your knowledge, have you seen that kind of tectonic behavior? Well, has Nicaragua seen that kind of tectonic behavior since 72?
Even in 72, nothing like it. The fault has only moved once, one other time since 72, so this is only the second movement. But just in kind of duration, I'm not aware of any other seismic event that basically, like, lasted for 2 days solid, pretty much. So, but at the same time, it's better to have 300 little ones than one big one that's 300 times as strong.
Yeah. So, what do you plan to do in the next little while? You going to stick around?
I plan to hole up in Lyon. If something happens, I think I can access a house over about 30 kilometers the other side of Managua, and I will go there and set up shop and receive people as they come, sort of thing. But at this time, I'm just sitting tight. I might go in tomorrow if things are still calm down, have a look around, and go visit my peeps, give them all a good strong what for staying in such a dangerous situation, and then get them whatever they need to get by the next few days, because there's been a lot of cutoff. You know, cell service has been up and down. Internet has thankfully been fairly solid. But that means just access to banking and stuff like that might have been really less than is required in the last little bit. And as well, with things basically being closed and under red alert, any work that takes place in big buildings has not been happening. So some of the people are going to be a little short on cash.
Well, Jeffrey, I know that you're you have some experience, you know, dealing with these sorts of situations, obviously. So I'm sure you'll be okay.
Yeah, but as a music director, David Timischak pointed out, I am used to going to them. I am not used to having them come to me. I have to say that it is a distinctly different experience having people there before the thing happens. Basically, yeah. It sucks.
Well, Jeffrey, it's nice talking to you. Thanks for that report.
All right. Anything you, Michael, I'm here when you need.